If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out.
Everybody, it's your girl Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration and juice. It is November the 19th, 2022, and today the topic is the gentleman. Happy Saturday, everyone. Happy Saturday. I hope that you all had a great day yesterday. Mine was just fine. Went and ran my errands, did pretty much everything that I had intended to do yesterday. And then Friday night, we ended up having a little family movie night. So shout out to my husband for getting that pizza and everything like that. And we watched a couple of movies last night with our son. And, you just can't beat those moments. Every now and then, like when we're doing something, he'll be like, "This is the best day ever." And things like that, and everybody just was getting stuffed on the pizza and the little brownie cookie situation that's over there at Domino's, and he'll be over there talking about we should have got an extra pizza. But yeah, it was a good time and everything like that. I had a little midday meeting as well, and we got some good stuff coming, man. I'm excited to share it with you all, but you know, I'm gonna pump my brakes a little bit before I start sharing. I'm gonna share it at the right time, but y'all just be praying for your girl, because I've been debating. I see things on the horizon, and everything, but I just want to keep everything going, you know what I'm saying? I know I keep having this ongoing little mental battle, and then I try to go see if I need to do something on my own, and thus far, I keep seeing that the answer is no. So maybe I'm just supposed to keep on, stay faithful in what I'm doing, and get ready to release these new concepts and whatnot. I just, like I said, man, when you just got so many ideas and things you want to do, you want to, like, start when you can, right? You want to do something now, but I keep hearing the Lord say, wait. But anywho, won't get too much into that. But basically, yeah, that's what that is. And so this morning, I did wake up a little bit early, possibly around 3:15, something like that. And then I was up a little bit, and I just kind of was looking on social media, and I responded to one of the posts that was in the Let's Be Clear group, and I guess that alongside the word that stood out to me this morning and everything like that is what led me to this topic today, the gentleman, right? Long story short, so 3:15 led me, when I looked at the Strong's Concordance, it led me to a phrase that meant, or two different phrases. One meant an Israelite or a brother or something like that. And then the other one meant, what was the word? It was like compel or something else. And so I did go and define compel and the other word. And the common denominator between those two definitions was the word force. And that stood out to me, and I ended up looking up verses centered around that, and it led me to one, and I was kind of, looking at it and debating about it, and it had me look into the word violent and all these different things. But ultimately, after a little bit of getting distracted and just thinking about it and just looking on social media and just, pondering this idea, I went back to the word compel, and I was reminded of the Bible verse that, talks about compelling, which I'm going to read in a moment. But anyway, I remembered that verse. And that is what ultimately led me to this topic today about the gentleman. So let me go ahead and share that with you all. Again, the first thing that I wrote down today was the definition of compel. It says force or oblige someone to do something. So I was kind of surprised by the word force being in there because I never saw the word compel being force per se. When I thought about the word throughout life, I never really thought about forcing someone, right? I thought it was more so along the lines of like, you know, waving them in type of vibes, like, you know, not necessarily forcing or whatever. So that's one thing. But then this is the verse that I was reminded of. It's Luke 14 and 23. It says, and the master said to the servant, go out to the highways and hedges and compel people to come in that my house may be filled. When you guys read that parable, that's Jesus talking to the people and giving them a parable about this rich master or something like that. And he had invited all these people to come to a banquet and whatnot. And when the banquet was ready, he's asking the servant, where are the people I invited? And the servant's letting him know that all the people that he invited had all these excuses, which actually reminded me of the thing that I responded to this morning. But I'll tell y'all that in a second. So the people had all these excuses why they couldn't come to the man's shindig. And so the man was like, well, I tell you what, go invite all the homeless, the maimed, all the people, invite them to come in. And there was still room, even after he invited them to come in, there was still room for him to get more people. And that's when the master told the servant this. He's like, go to the highways and the hedges and, you know, just compel them to come. And basically he was saying, the people that I invited originally, they're not going to taste this feast. I'm going to invite everybody else, basically. Now, that's a lot. You know, that's a lot to be said about that on its own. Because far as I know, just like, again, Mr. Turek and all those people have said, like, God is a gentleman. He's not going to force you to be in his presence. At the end of the day, you know, he's sending an invitation, and you can accept it or not. And if you don't accept it, then he's going to invite the next person and the next person. Whoever's going willing to accept it is who's going to reap the benefits or enjoy the feast, right? That's what I'm receiving when I read that this morning. And I mean, you know, and everything like that. But it's just very interesting. If I go back to that concept of us having all the excuses, you guys can read in the Go Deeper section, like, the things that people said. But if I just remember off the top of my head, like, one of them was like, oh, he has a wife now, so he can't come. Oh, he just bought some cattle or something, so he got to tend to those. The person can't come. And, I mean, the Bible is very clear about what it has to say about that as well in the Go Deeper section. So, by all means, y'all can go deeper about the excuses and everything. But I guess my main thing that I wanted to share this morning is that at the end of the day, that doesn't take away the fact that you got the invitation first, right? So anybody that has heard about Christ or anything, you have received the invitation. All the, oh Lord, the ongoing debates about who the real Israelites is and all of that, fine. You know what I mean? Claim to be the real Jews, the real Israelites. But guess what? You got the invitation first. Regardless, if it's that group or this group, if it's you, you got the invitation. Now, what are you doing with the invitation? Are you accepting it? Are you walking in the call? Are you answering the call? Are you doing the will of God? If not, then you know better than these people that the man invited to the party and they didn't come. And then so you can't get mad, right, that God has extended the invitation to the Gentiles, whoever you feel like the Gentiles are. If you don't feel like it's you, you know, because you the real people, what X, Y, Z, then the invitation has been extended to the Gentiles as well. So therefore, there's no respected of persons in that regard. So really, all of that's really done. I mean, it's not necessarily about being the quote unquote chosen people anymore. It's about who's going to answer the call, who's going to receive the invitation. Y'all can go deeper with that on your own. But that's what I'm receiving today. And I didn't even think about that prior to this. So I feel like the Lord just wanted me to share that part with y'all. That at the end of the day, yeah, it's not even about who the chosen nation is anymore. It's about who is going to accept and do the will of God. So, yeah. Hate to hurt your feelings. That might be Pope. You might not like that. But, I mean, that's where we're at this point, as far as I see. Revelations 22 and 17, it says, the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let the one who hears say, come. And let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who desires take the water of life without price. That means you ain't even got to pay for this gift. Again, it's readily available to those who want to come and receive it. And then when you come and receive it, you offer it to somebody else. That's what I'm receiving here. I mean, now people can correct me if I'm wrong, but what I'm understanding is you come, and then it says, let the one who hears say come. So, you know, I hear the call, I've answered the call, and now I'm calling out to the whoever else is ready to hear and receive it. And guess what? It's free, friend. You ain't even got, like, and that's the other thing, too. Like, when I thought about the word force and everything like that this morning, I just was like, you know, again, I don't recall there being a force thing. Like, I know people feel like that, right? Because, again, there are certain rules and certain attributes that Christians should uphold, right? So it's like, oh, you know, you're forcing me to do whatever, you know. Well, we feel like that, right? As humans, we don't like the fact that God, there's a God and there's these limitations on life, you know, because we're like, oh, you know, we feel like we should be able to do what we want to do, X, Y, and Z. And you can do whatever you want to do. There's nothing stopping you from doing whatever you want to do, but that doesn't mean that everything you want to do is right. And that's the thing that we gotta remember, you know. And again, we can see that all around us. You know, again, we don't like to think about this because then we're like, oh, you know, you're trying to compare it to the worst things, you know. What I want to do don't have anything to do with that. Yeah, well, I think even the smallest minute thing, that if it's not the will of God and if it's outside of the will of God, it will have an effect on you, your family, your community, and everything. Even those things that you think is only affecting you. It's not only affecting you because you are connected to others. So again, you know, your choices matter. Everybody's choices matter. At the end of the day, again, we like to think like, oh, well, if this makes me happy, if it makes me happy, then why does it matter to you? Or blah, 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 blah. Well, again, just because something makes you happy doesn't mean that it's right. You know, I don't know how else to say that. Like, I could give examples, but I don't even know if it's worth giving the examples, because at the end of the day, I feel like a lot of people know this stuff. You just don't care, and you still want to do whatever you want to do. So even if I break this down and start, like, giving a whole list of examples, it's like, you know, because then we're making light of, you know, again, we like to feel like, oh, this sin is bigger than that sin, blah, 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 blah. And so it's not about that per se. Just anything that you think of, anything that's on your heart and mind that you're like, you know, hey, well, this only affects me. Really, truly think about that. Think about, does it really, truly affect only you? And then, hey, if you can comment below, by all means, comment below and let me know, hey, well, you're wrong because this only affects me. And then, fine, you know, maybe we can talk about it or something. But as far as the way I feel like, yeah, even the most minute thing that we can think about that we're like, oh, this only affects me. Nah, I could probably sit here, if I really, truly be honest with myself, I could see how this could affect not only me, but my family and my community. And it goes on and on and on. Because you matter, friend. Whether you know it or not, you matter. And your choices matter. Because, yeah, they affect how you do life. I don't know where, again, I feel like if I just keep going at this point, I'm just going to start breaking down certain sins and stuff. So it's like, let me keep going. We're going to see what the Lord do. If you want me to do that, fine. You know, but I'm just going to keep going in this moment. So let's go. I mean, it's an oldie but goodie, y'all. Y'all know this verse already. Yeah, John 3:16. Come on, y'all. Look, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Whoever believes in him. Again, the invitation is there. God is a gentleman. He's not going to force you. He's just going to keep inviting people. And whoever comes is the one that's going to receive the banquet, the feast, the blessings. And whoever don't come, you're going to lose the invitation. That's it. I mean, again, we can make all the excuses in the world and think that it doesn't make a difference, though, from what I'm receiving. Like, and let's talk about that for a second. So the thing I came across this morning was this post, and they were talking about how, you know, cheaters are going to cheat. It doesn't matter what the person does, da, 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 da. And somebody felt the need to be like, oh, well, you know, I guess they were speaking on the behalf of men and talking about men cheat because X, Y, and Z, and the problems could be resolved if X, Y, and Z. And I mean, listen, I can only think about me and my situation, you know what I'm saying? And as a wife, you know what I mean? I could have all the excuses to break my covenant, right? But at the end of the day, if I do that, then that's on me. That's not on my partner, you know, my husband. Now, yeah, could he do X, Y, and Z? Yeah, yeah. But the choice to cheat would be on me if I was to do that. You see what I'm saying? I would have to hold myself accountable, and whatever consequences would be on me. Now, do I personally feel like that's beneficial for me to do in a marriage? No. But some people do. You know, some people feel like, oh, well, because my spouse didn't do X, Y, and Z, then I'm free to do X, Y, and Z because, you know, they got excuses. Just like the people at the they got the invitation. Y'all got all the excuses about why you feel like it's either worth or not worth it, whatever it is, whether it's talking about the invitation or whether it's talking about marriage or whatever the case is. And, but at the end of the day, that choice is yours. Nobody else's fault. Nobody else is nothing. It's your choice. Because at the end of the day, for example, if I just keep using me, you know, so I'm not pointing fingers at nobody else. Again, if I, as a married person, decide to go and break my covenant by cheating on my husband, how is that my husband's fault? Regardless of what he do, I'm still married. And I know that. Therefore, it's a choice if I go and do that. So with that being said, again, we got choices out here in life. There's things called self-control and everything like that. We can make all the excuses in the world and try to make ourselves feel better about our choices. But at the end of the day, that doesn't matter. Again, regardless of whatever my husband do, I'm still a wife. I'm still a mother. And if it would behoove me not to break that covenant. That's me, though. People might not see it that way. Now, again, same thing when it comes to this whole invitation situation. At the end of the day, you receive the invitation. Now, whether you accept the invitation or not, that's you and your choice. Now, you can do that or you cannot do that. But at the end of the day, we can't get mad that somebody else got the invitation now. And somebody else is willing to accept the invitation and reap all the benefits of accepted the invitation. So, yeah, whatever way y'all can put it. I mean, that's just a little random side note about excuses and stuff like that. Again, y'all can go deeper with the excuses chat. Plenty of verses in the go deeper section to peruse and let marinate on your heart, souls, and minds. But the Bible verse of today is Proverbs 17 and 17. It says, a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born in adversity. Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. I look forward to talking to you all on Monday if the Lord's will. And yeah, I hope that you guys have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And thank you to everybody that tuned in last night to the talk show, the God, Sex, and Love talk show. By all means, go and support our friends over at Better Topics. I think that's the name of the thing. Our friends, yes, Miss Deanna Idris over there at Better Topics. They got a new game that is launching, and I believe they have a Kickstarter that is out right now. And so go and support them. You guys should be able to see the episode on GodSexandLove.com. And yeah, I look forward to talking to you all on Monday, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye.
Hello, charmers. Visit ttcboutique.com for the latest in fashion and accessories. Twice the Charm, the source of women clothing.